Ahead of and upon his arrival in Cameroon, Pope Benedict spoke about some of the problems facing the African continent, including corruption. The International Development Law Organization's representative for Sub-Saharan Africa, Johannes Casahon, told Charles Collins that religious organizations have a large role in stopping corruption in Africa.
I followed the Pope's interview on the news, and he has rightly put the problem in perspective, because there is definitely a very big problem from two angles. One is that the small petty corruption that for any small service you pay to get, for example, a hospital appointment, you pay, a small fee to get, through the traffic, you pay, something. Two, a second major issue that is more damaging also economically is where government officials, because of their position, get kickbacks through contracts, major contracts, a siphon of aid money going into the country, get for any of the services that they do for public through public funds. Those are a major damaging on the economy, because it removes substantial funds which should have gone into proper development to wastage of personal luxury and use. So the problem is very clear and very endemic.
And we always say endemic to Africa, and of course Africa is not just one country, it's several countries. Are there better places or worse places in Africa?
When I say endemic, this corruption is not an African traditional problem. This is something which historically coming into the picture. Traditional African societies were governed by chiefs, by organized societal groups. Never experience, such type of corruption, where the chief may be getting his services, his dues, but it is not, from a corrupt point of view. What we see is that the problem of corruption comes with the modern governance system, which is linked also to who is sharing the economy and who is governing. Those two elements come with modern state that the African states did not yet grasp on the issue of governance and system of governance, the issue of democratic participation, and the issue of traditional leadership. There is this conflict that is bringing the issue of corruption to the forefront.
Well, what kind of changes need to be made to help end the corruption?
One of the problems that we see is that there is institutional weakness on accountability. And there are, for example, many governments which have established anti-corruption institutions. For example, we did a review in Kenya where one of the biggest problems, there is a corruption anti-corruption agency, has looked at very clearly with evidence some 80 types of cases, but there were no judges, in fact, to do that. So we were intervening to establish and strengthen the judiciary through establishing judicial training center. What we were trying to say is that the rule of law is one where accountability should be emphasized. The second area where we see is that there is, even if we have the best rule of law and institutions, the ethical standard that people have about corruption, about taking money for the services that they should have given to the public according to their duties, is something which there should be a public awareness campaign, a very big one, which I think the church could be a very, very big instrument or organization in this. I have been in Africa, almost all African countries, and I am a Christian. I go into churches, and they are very strong in saying that the Ten Commandments should be adopted. But how does it apply to a group, a social group, individuals? And there should be what I call spiritual vigilante against corruption. It should be very emphasized, and that is one of the areas where not only the rule of law, but also the social forces including religious organizations, that there should be public awareness as a system that to make ethical standards, anti-corruption ethical standards in the society, going back to the traditional values. That is what I think should be a longer term, but definitely more appropriate way to go also, in addition to the rule of law, institution building, accountability systems.
Do you think that the Pope bringing up the subject, I mean, people talk about corruption in Africa all the time, but do you think because the Pope has brought it up, has made it an issue on this trip, will be a help?
The issue of corruption is always there. It has been, I mean, with international organizations, donor organizations, and academicians, politicians, they raise, I mean, about this. But the importance of the Pope's raising the issue. The Pope is not any politician. The Pope is not any of the academy. The Pope is a spiritual leader of the world. Therefore, any word that comes from the Pope has a very big impact on addressing this issue, re-examining, revisiting this issue, and then putting the issue as a primary factor within the community where he is visiting, but not only that, but within the whole of Africa and other parts of the world. I see on the news, his every word has a very big emphasis, and he's raising the corruption, definitely puts the agenda on the front burner.
And a warm thanks there to Johannes Kasahan of the International Development Law Organization.